na 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 na. Fancy Nancy, she's got it all.
Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's rainy in New York, so it's wet and sticky. Okay, let's see. I'm going to start off because Gordon got this into me under the wire and just do my plug up the bat. Let's see. New York-based blues favorites, Alias Smith and Jones, Sal Carrolly and Renee Flemings will perform classic blues, soulful originals from their latest CD, Hit and Run. And this will be at Stitch Bar and Blues, 247 West 37th Street, New York City, August, that's tonight, August 5th, tonight, 7 p.m. They're going to do three sets, no cover, delicious menu, check it out. Free Wi-Fi, okay. For more information, go to stitchbluesbar.com or call 212-852-4826. Oh, wait, there's more. The Accidental Feminist by Aladdin Ula. The thesis play will be at Columbia University tonight, August 5th at 8 p.m. and Saturday the 6th at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. at the Len Fest on Broadway and 126 and Broadway. Come check it out. RSVP, it's free. LenFestArts.Columbia Education Accidental Feminist. Check those out. Okay. My job is done. Goodbye. No, just kidding. Why don't we find us some nice, fun music for this day? And I'll see. What have we got here? I'm going through my switchboard for those of you who don't know. Let's go with Tom Carozza to start. How about the Cafe Indigo or Go-Go?
Would you like to go-go to somewhere that's far? You won't be a no-show when the golden spirals are spun.
come on in.
You mean that you're here the whole time?
I'll have another pituitary teeny, please.
Like to go for a dance or two. You will feel the mojo when you mix some red with some blue. You won't resist that pure amethyst.
That Tom Carozza. You can find that online. Go to TomCarozza.com for more information. Okay, let's check it out. What else we got going on here? How about, I love this. I love Afterbirth Monkey. I love this song. They're a great duo, and their songs are so creative. And this one is called Cross Country. Listen closely. Very funny.
Life is tough in NYC, though it's our home sweet home.
When life's a grind, we seem to find the urge to roam.
Let us leave our home aside for opportunity. Let's pack the car and take a ride from sea to shining sea together. Highway pedestrians, you and me, traveling the nation, looking at the landmarks,
and falling into tourist traps, and leaving lots of bodies on the way. Yay!
This is gonna be so much fun. I'll pack the car, you pack the plastic.
The glittering peaks will feel so fantastic.
Cross country highway pedestrians, you and me, traveling the nation, eating lots of salty snacks. People?
Yes.
But I thought that you said that we were going on a murder spree, we were going to do something less messy, like, I don't know, like find a bunch of people with heart conditions and make them ride a roller coaster, or just choke somebody until they like get lightheaded enough that they like pass out and bonk their head on a bathtub.
Look, I don't have the upper body strength to strangle anyone to death just to orgasm.
But I pass out at the sight of blood.
Look, all I know is I packed a bag full of knives and two matching Hello Kitty ponchos for us.
Aww. Oh, look so cute.
I know.
All right, but you got to promise me that if I pass out, that you will catch me.
Absolutely.
And I'll drop the knife. The body count grows higher every day. Yay! Amber waves of grain and purple mountains' majesty.
Chopping up our victims so we can eat them. Nom, 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 nom. Yum, yum, yum. Chewy, chewy, chewy humans. Yum, 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 yum. I am gonna eat your flesh and serve it, burn it, burn it,
Rachel!
What? I thought that whenever you said salty snacks, you meant things like Cheddar Bay biscuits or, Chex Mix.
Well, listen, there's really no caloric value in consuming human flesh. You know, we're doing it for the ritual. You know, you like you see someone and you see the light go out of your eyes, and then you consume them and you gain their strength, and it's all about giving the strength, you know. It's not the strength. It's not about the salt. It's not the strength.
But I don't know that I'm 100% capable of consuming human flesh.
Look, all I know is I bought a hot plate that plugs into a cigarette lighter and my own personal copy of To Serve Man.
Hey.
Why, they?
We're gonna eat the people that we slay. Yummy!
From shore to shore, there's gore galore.
Eating your face is what we've got in store on our cross-country highway murder spree. You and me, dining across the nation.
It'll be the top, the fun will never stop.
Until we both get busted by the cops.
Solo.
Thank you.
It was epic.
I knew you were going to say that.
Listen, I can't go back to jail. Do you know what they do to gay people in jail?
The same thing they do to straight people in jail.
Butt stuff. Oh.
Look, listen, all I know is we are never going to get famous singing comedy music.
Ouch!
Listen, I know. We have a great studio. We're having a really good session, but it's just not enough. You know, diminishing returns. We're not going to be on the radio singing about butts, okay? I just figure that this road trip could be our opportunity to put ourselves on the map.
Literally. Ah, oh, man. I guess I just always thought that we would get famous with, like, a... I don't know, you know, like we could like have like a cologne line.
Well, no one's ever gonna want to spray themselves with afterbirth anything.
We could get famous with a sex tape.
Ew, no.
Ow.
No offense, but no.
Ooh. Look through the glass.
Cross country trips, they don't come cheap, which you and I both know.
With the price of gas, we're on our ass, 'cause we don't have the dough.
With an audience like this, that makes us feel sublime. No need to load up for the road, we can slaughter on a dime. Our sound guy, staycation New York murder spree. So call your parents and say goodbye, but don't hang up the phone, 'cause we want them to hear you die.
Yeah. Afterbirth Monkey, if you kill me, I won't be able to mix the album.
Oh.
Okay.
I think now it's over. Okay. I couldn't tell before. Afterbirth Monkey, check them out. Yes. What else have I got for you? This is the Apple Sisters.
Hello, handsome, how do you do? Hello, handsome, what a brew. Hello, handsome, care to bowl? We're the handsome coffee roaster. If you need a cup today of the best looking brew, got some hot endeavor java just for you. The most attractive coffee you've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Hey, look out. It's the fellas of handsome coffee. Michael, Chris, and Tyler.
Hello, Apple Sisters.
Hello, handsome. Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roast the most of the jump to the town.
Dee Dee, we start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wowee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful, it's science.
Science is tricky.
Step two, perky, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsome. handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
Want a wrangle made too?
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good lookingness.
Check out the Apple Sisters. Oh, they're pretty funny. Okay, let's see. I know, I'm looking for some comedy for you. And don't forget, my book is available on Amazon, A Pocket Full of Confidence. I am confident you will buy it, please. All right, while I'm doing that, let me do a quick Jackie joke.
A lady walks into the drugstore and says to the pharmacist, I need to buy some cyanide to kill my husband. He says, lady, I can't sell you cyanide to kill your husband. You'll go to jail. I'll go to jail. You're crazy. She reaches into her purse, takes out a picture, hands it to the pharmacist. It's a picture of her husband in bed with the pharmacist's wife. The pharmacist says, you didn't tell me you had a prescription.
That's a good joke. Okay. All right, let's find the I like Jackie the Joke Man Martling, if you don't know him. Okay, let's see. All right, oh gosh, what a steamy day. Here's
tonight.
Jenna.
The Metropolitan Room is proud to present Jenna Esposito.
Here. We don't say no, Lenin.
You buy 8 drinks now.
Let's talk about what we're really here for. Me. Yes, Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. It's just, it's a man thing. But it's great. I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
Still good.
It was easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na-na-na-na-na. And when I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You want some tea? Is it still good?
She doesn't.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want your stinky old breath, and you're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea. You know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding. You're not even seated. They're like... Grandma, put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just gonna throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land of hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Linda! Linda! No, not that one. I don't have time for this kind of trouble. That's what I'm saying, so stop! That hurt. What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdom. wisdoms that you used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms, cliches you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What did you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the, she moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home, she goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store, I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair and my mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? Oh. And for the longest time until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris, that other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right, you feeling poetic?
I feel poetic.
Okay, feeling poetic. Let's get a little, you know, Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Oh, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that? But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothingness, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Hey, Brown Mosa Show here. Don't forget the cover song contest. The deadline is September 6th. Choose to win
$25,000 for the MasterpieceSoundStudios.com/CoverSongContest. Thank you for tuning in. This has been What's the Buzz New York with your host,
Chris W.
Enter to win a chance $25,000. That's listen, the deadline September 5th, so get on it. All right, you all have a good day now. Big kiss. Bye-bye.